This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A new state law to restrict the purchase of semi-automatic weapons goes into effect tomorrow. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado's new law requires people to get a permit to buy most semi-automatic firearms, take a safety training course, and a test. The law isn't retroactive and only applies to purchases of these weapons moving forward. It also bans rapid-fire conversion devices like bump stocks. Democratic backers say it will help keep dangerous weapons out of the hands of violent individuals. Opponents say it violates the Second Amendment and won't make communities safer. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Department of Energy is facing pushback for terminating grants, including 34 projects in Colorado. CPR's Ishan Takor has more.
The DOE admitted in a court filing this month that it had terminated billions of dollars in federal funding solely for political reasons. Last October, the agency cut hundreds of scientific grants to blue states. Colorado entrepreneur Hank Price runs a solar energy company and says the grant terminations put his business in a tough spot.
It's disheartening. It's hard to want to keep working with the government under this administration when you just don't know what they're going to do.
It's unclear whether the DOE will now restart the funding. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
In southern Colorado, areas near the Aspen Acres fire burn scar could see more heavy rain today. There's a flash flood watch this afternoon and tonight for parts of Pueblo County, including Beulah. Brandon Forbes with the U.S. Geological Survey says normally the ground acts like a sponge, absorbing the rain, but
after this fire has moved through the area, the rainfall doesn't have access to that sponge anymore. It's almost sealed off.
That means a lot of water moving very quickly down the steep terrain. Officials warn there may not be much notice before a flash flood and that you should never cross moving water. You can see a time lapse of flash flooding in this area at CPR.org and in southern Colorado, come to KRCC.org. It is 8:06.